I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. That's a 1924 recording of Ma Rainey's Booze and Blues. Even as digital audio has become the new recording standard, there are still thousands of old vinyl records like this one, collecting dust and mold in libraries and attics around the world. And they're slowly decaying. Now scientists say they can rescue these old recordings using 21st century equipment designed to search for subatomic particles. Here to talk about it is Ira Flatow. He's the host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, how did physicists realize that the same equipment they used to build atom smashers can also help rescue old recordings?
Well, Carl Haber and his colleagues at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory were listening to a report, believe it or not, on NPR. Sitting in a traffic jam, and that report was about how archivists were trying to preserve these old recordings, and they realized that they had a special kind of a piece of equipment, a tool, something called an optical scanner that checks to see the tiny alignments they make in a new atom smasher that they're building at UC Berkeley that could show tiny grooves on a record or a wax cylinder and might be able to help save old recordings.
And how does it work?
Well, you remember the good old days? You mentioned those albums, the good old days when records had grooves. Mm-hmm. Well, by scanning the recordings with the instrument, they digitize the grooves that the needle rides in. By the way, there's really only one long groove on a record, you know. I mean, it looks like a lot, but that's really one long groove, and an old 78 RPM groove is about 500 feet long. But I
like
digress.
Like an intestine.
Well, okay. Anyhow, they made a 3D computer image of this groove or the grooves on an old record. They made it a 3D computer-generated image, and then they created a program that sort of eliminates all the pops and the clicks and the noise that's present on the grooves, and also the mold and the mildew that might be growing on old 100-year-old wax recordings like the Edison cylinders. So they sort of cleaned it up. They cleaned up the recordings. They made them new, and they say perhaps playing better than the original.
So this is visual, this 3D image of the grooves?
Yes.
So
yes,
how do you play a visual image?
Well, that's the really elegant part, because you have to then create a virtual needle. Not a real needle, but a sort of a computerized needle that's able to sort of sit in the groove and trace the path a real needle would make and play the sound. Of course, the real advantage of a virtual needle is it doesn't really come in contact with the recording, so there is no further destruction of the recording, which is, you know, you don't want that to happen.
Okay, so this can be applied to all of our old records, everything?
Yeah, the scientists think so. Just about anything that has been recorded on fragile wax or lacquer, old vinyl, you name it.
Ira Flatow is the host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.